Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I hope you've got an hour to spend with us because I think you'll come out of it enriched with information that could be germane to your health and to the health of your loved ones. 888-302-3684 is our number. We got lots of time to take your phone calls. And among the stories we're going to tackle this hour, we're going to talk about the implications of a firm handshake. It could be a key to your health. Also, the Mediterranean diet. Chalk up another extraordinary health benefit of the Mediterranean diet, according to a new study. 888-302-3684. This item, and this should be reassuring for those of you who are inveterate exercisers, because, you know, sometimes you wonder, you know, is it all worthwhile? I mean, yeah, you know, you might look better, you might feel better, but, you know, what does it gain you? According to some studies, they're skeptical. They say it might gain you an additional 3 weeks of life. So all that muss and fuss and sweat, is it worthwhile? Well, according to a new study out of Norway, it's called the Oslo Study. Elderly men who do 30 minutes of physical activity 6 days a week are likely to have a 40% lower risk of death compared to couch potato counterparts. And I'll tell you what, I have a problem with studies like this. I'll tell you in just a moment, but let me share this with you. For men in this age group, just a small amount of regular exercise, regardless of intensity, is as beneficial as giving up smoking. That's pretty dramatic. These were oldsters. Doctors enrolled thousands of men born between 1923 and 1932. They were given regular health checkups, and they volunteered information about their lifestyle and physical activity when the study was launched in 1972. It looked at 15,000 men. They were the same at that time in terms of health. They're matched, equivalent at that point in time, and they followed them for decades. And what they found was that there was a 40% lower risk of death in the men who exercised. That lowering of mortality was associated with a moderate use of time, 30 minutes, 6 days a week, and it didn't matter whether the activity was light or vigorous. But among those who exercised vigorously, defined as hard training several times a week, the lifespan was a whopping 5 years longer than among those who were sedentary. So the authors conclude that physical activity should be targeted to the same extent as smoking. Sedentary lifestyle is the new smoking, according to these authors, with respect to public health prevention efforts in the elderly. Now, here's why I have a problem with studies like this. Let's look at two guys. You know, they're both in their 80s, and one guy is very active, and one guy is a couch potato. Well, there may be a reason that the couch potato is a couch potato. He may be sick. He may be tired. There may be something very wrong with him that prevents him from exercising. Could exercise be a marker of health and therefore merely a sign that you're able to exercise? That is a distinct possibility. And the only way to do a study of this kind is to recruit 15,000 guys, perhaps in their 20s or 30s, and then divide them into two groups. One would be prohibited from doing exercise, and the other group would be exhorted to do exercise and to be checked regularly for compliance with Fitbits or with video cameras to see if they're actually doing it. And then that study would go on for 30 or 40 or 50 years, and at the end we'd be able to analyze the results. That would be a true study. But this, as much as I'm all for exercise, and clearly there's an exercise benefit, the results of the study may be skewed by the possibility that sick folks just don't have the energy to exercise. That's a distinct possibility. 888-302-3684. Let's see if anybody's got a... Yeah, we got some callers. Let's talk to Bonnie in New York City. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Good. Sure.
All right. My friend is a 77-year-old man in good health, not taking any medication. He's on a good diet, good lifestyle. He exercises. Normal blood pressure. Went to the doctor with a small pain in his calf, and he was told it was a blockage. They went on to look at the carotid arteries.
They did a Doppler, and they found a blockage
right.
in his leg. He has, so he has a condition called claudication.
Right.
Yeah.
And 50% blockage to areas of his carotid artery. How hysterical should he be? They want him on Crestor and a baby aspirin?
Yeah. Well, okay, look, so hysterical, no. But, motivated, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is a case where, we have demonstrable atherosclerosis. In other words, there's some blockage. So we're not just talking high cholesterol, which may or may not be accompanied by blockage. This is actually a case where there is blockage and this guy's at risk. So, aspirin. Aspirin may be helpful for preventing strokes in people who have carotid stenosis. Not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Also this whole thing about blanket prescribing of aspirin for everyone over the age of 45 or 50, that's a big mistake. But for people who are at risk, okay, I get it. Maybe that's appropriate. See if he tolerates it. If he doesn't get, stomach problems, that's going to help. Might help to thin the blood. Mm-hmm. Crestor. Yeah, because Crestor, look, for our listeners, you may think, oh, this is a betrayal. Dr. Hoffman is saying, you might support the use of medication. But in somebody who's at risk, and routinely I'll tell my patients, if you don't have plaque, you don't have, plaque burden, you don't need these medications merely to lower cholesterol. But if you got a demonstrable risk, it might be beneficial to use a statin, because a statin actually works not just to lower cholesterol. It actually works like a super aspirin. It has an anti-inflammatory effect. So maybe, okay. But, hey, let's get on all the lifestyle measures that are going to reduce risk, and let's take the supplements that are going to reduce risk. Let's probe. Why is it that this guy, who seems otherwise healthy, has developed this plaque? Is there some hidden risk factor? Is he perhaps insulin resistant? That's a big driver of cholesterol deposits. Does he have a high homocysteine? Does he have a lot of inflammatory activity in his body, a high C-reactive protein? These are things that we might target with nutritional lifestyle intervention. And then there are the supplements that should accompany the aspirin and the Lipitor. Definitely ubiquinol to counteract the effects of the statin, chiolic aged garlic extract, which is a wonderful add-on to a statin. It actually has a synergistic effect with statins to prevent the accumulation of additional plaque, resveratrol, fish oil, mixed tocopherol, vitamin E, curcumin, which we talked about last hour in relationship to cancer and inflammation, also has a heart disease preventing effect. And so there's a, panopycnogenol, these are nutrients that may help. But, this is all proceed from an analysis of what's going on with this guy. Why did this guy get into this state in the first place? It's not, we can't just say, it's inevitable, it's natural, 70-year-olds get a lot of blockage. Something's going on there that's accelerating his progression to atherosclerosis. So we need to identify it before it progresses further. Thank you very much for your call, Bonnie. All right, 888-302-3684. That's our number. When we return, we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll also talk about the significance of a strong handshake. A firm handshake may be more than just the key to good character. This is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original, for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks to the generosity of one of our sponsors. Our next caller will receive a free gift, the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers. Convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value. Bob from New Jersey, are you psyched? Hello, Bob.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Bob, you just received a gift, so stay on the line and tell our board op, Al, give him your details, your address, and where we can send your free gift, okay? So what's your question?
I have type 2 diabetes, and my doctor switched me recently to Invokana about six weeks ago.
And How you doing on that? That's a very brand new medication, and I see a lot of TV ads for it.
My blood HbA1c went from 7.4 down to 6.9.
Okay, that's good.
And I was wondering, you know, what do you think of that drug? What are the benefits and any side effects of it?
Okay, so here's what I think about this drug. You know, I think that it's a drug that will fix your numbers, but doesn't fix your condition. So here's how it works. Diabetes is a high blood sugar is an input-output problem. You know, there are two ways to, if a bucket is overflowing or a bathtub is overflowing, there's two ways to fix it. So let's say your blood sugar is the water in the bathtub and the tub is overflowing. That's in diabetes. And so one way to prevent the tub from overflowing is to turn off the water, you know, turn off the water spout where the water's entering the tub. That makes sense. What Invokana does is it doesn't do anything about the spigot, but it opens up the drain and all your sugar pours out of your body. It causes a net outpouring of sugar from your body by acting on the kidney to release a lot of your sugar. So the result of that, though, are some side effects, which include yeast infections, urinary tract infections, because the urine becomes very sugary, and that sets the stage for bacterial and yeast infections of the genitourinary tract. That's the major side effect of Invokana. There are probably others, and, you know, it's a new medication, so I wouldn't be that keen to use it in delicate or feeble patients. So it'll fix the numbers, but it's not fixing the underlying problem. The underlying problem is insulin resistance in type 2 diabetes. And so what's your height and weight?
5'7", 178.
So you're carrying some extra weight, probably. I mean, for, you know, a very muscular athlete, 178 might be just fine. I mean, they're very short running backs in the NFL, you know, who are like 225, 240, but they're built like, you know, like a brick outhouse. And, you know, so, you know, exercise will help. A lower carbohydrate diet will help because the carbohydrates break down into the sugars, which generate your high blood sugar. That would be the appropriate approach. And then, you know, of all the diabetes drugs, the oral medications that I favor, of course, you know, insulin-dependent diabetics, they need insulin. So there's no way around that. But for non-insulin-dependent diabetics, there's a whole raft of drugs. And I've just kept introducing new drugs, and Invokana is the latest. I still think that one of the oldest drugs is the best drug, and that is metformin or Glucophage. It's the safest. It's been around for a long time. It actually works fundamentally on insulin resistance, and it can help you lose weight. These other drugs, to me, it's kind of a gimmick because, yeah, we'll get your blood sugar down, and that may help somewhat to reduce end organ damage to your eyes, to your blood vessels, to your heart. But fundamentally, the process is ongoing. And, you know, it might give you a false sense of security. Oh, my diabetes is better. I can keep eating when I'm eating, and I don't need to exercise as much. Supplements, forget about them because the doctor says they're worthless. I think Invokana is just a kind of a quick fix for a problem that requires a comprehensive approach. All right, so yeah, that's my take on it.
I was on metformin.
Yeah.
After a while, my legs felt very heavy,
mm-hmm.
and my doctor said that's one of the side effects of it.
It can be. Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it's unusual, but it can be. It can be. You know, but, you know, one of the problems, maybe your legs felt heavy because your doctor doesn't recognize that metformin depletes vitamin B12. Patients who take metformin should be taking additional vitamin B12, either hydroxycobalamin or methylcobalamin. That'll actually make a difference. So anyway, so that's my take on Invokana. I mean, I've seen the ads. I know a little bit about it. I wouldn't prescribe it, but, you know, in lieu of, you know, lifestyle measures, I guess it's the next best thing. All right, so what is a strong handshake mean? Well, it's a sign of character. I mean, I hate when somebody proffers me a hand and it's like mushy. I mean, okay, with, you know, ladies, they're a little more delicate. You know, you don't offer them a crushing handshake. But a vigorous handshake, I think, is a sign of good upbringing and a forthright personality. But it could indicate even more. A firm handshake could actually indicate robust health. And the strength of your handshake could signal the chance of a future heart attack. This according to a major study in The Lancet. Research found the vigor of a person's hand grip. You know, it's not just about a handshake, but actually there are ways to determine the strength of your hand grip with a vice meter that, you know, you apply with your hands. And this is some of the tests that could easily be done in a doctor's office. It's not just a, you know, subjective opinion of how strong a person's handshake is. You can actually measure this with great accuracy. They say, incredibly, that your hand grip was a stronger predictor of death than checking systolic blood pressure. That's pretty amazing because we rely on blood pressure as a predictor. You know, blood pressure, yeah, maybe not the most reliable predictor of a heart attack risk, but certainly is one of the things that we do routinely. So maybe, just maybe, we should add a hand grip test to the retinue of tests that you undergo routinely in a doctor's office. Muscle strength is a very, very important parameter, and it reflects your overall health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684. We got a couple of lines open for your questions. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the profound downside of antibiotic use in infants. Story just out this week. But before we get to that, you know, I actually take seriously the study that I talked about early in the program, the study that showed that there was a dramatic reduction in risk of death via exercise. And, you know, I'm an exercise enthusiast, and this morning I banged out 1,000 yards in the pool and felt good, felt refreshed. My mind is clear. I feel relaxed when I do the show. So it's a little bit of a ritual. I always do something, whether it run, cycle, swim, something to rev me up prior to doing Intelligent Medicine. And this morning I also did something which I routinely do before exercise. I took my Super Beats, and I've been telling you about Super Beats. I've been deriving a whole lot of benefit from Super Beats. It's the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates in beets convert to nitric oxide in the body. And that's actually been the basis for the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Nitric oxide's pervasive effects to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And to promote athletic performance, because there are some studies that show that athletic stamina is increased when you relax arteries with dietary nitrates. But beets, inconvenient. Some people don't like the taste. So you can get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. It's very convenient. I take Super Beets every day before a workout. And it's my new favorite product. So you too can try it out. You can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, B-E-E-T, the odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. It's a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. 800-738-2198 for Super Beats, or click intelligentbeats.com for a special offer for my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Try it for yourself with a special offer at intelligentbeats.com, or give them a call at 800-738-2198. Again, that's 800-738-2198. Super Beats, try it. All right, let's talk to Ellen in Connecticut. You've been waiting a long time. Thanks for hanging in there, Ellen.
Yes, I've been wanting to talk to you. It's my pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I was diagnosed with atrial fib in February of 2009.
Yep.
Now I want to know if it's improving, because every time I see my cardiologist, he says, "Oh, you're doing well. Your carotids are clear. The echo hasn't changed in 2 years or longer," and so on. So I'm just wondering, why am I still on the Metoprolol or Topo and Coumadin?
Yeah, let me give you the lowdown on this. Okay, so atrial fibrillation is a condition where your heartbeat becomes irregular, and it's from the atrium of the heart, one of the four chambers of your heart, your left atrium, that the signal that paces your heart emanates from. And for some reason, it's a pretty prevalent condition in our society. And actually, our nutritionist at the Hoffman Center just wrote a nice article on atrial fibrillation for our newsletter. She quotes Dr. John Mandrola, who's a cardiologist who specializes in atrial fibrillation, and I really like his approach to this. He says that there's really a lifestyle aspect to atrial fibrillation. It's, you know, sedentary lifestyle and overweight to some extent and lack of critical nutrients conspire to create an epidemic of atrial fibrillation. But to some extent, it's also because hypertension, poorly treated high blood pressure can cause it to develop. But to some extent, the fact that we've got tens of millions of Americans with atrial fibrillation, and they'll live long and successful lives well beyond their diagnosis with current medical management, is because people are simply living longer. I mean, the prevalence of atrial fibrillation in people in their 70s and 80s is, in the high double digits. So, it's something you can live with. Now, why are you taking these god-awful medicines? Well, number one, you're taking a medicine to control rate. Typically, atrial fibrillation patients, their hearts beat too fast. And when you have atrial fibrillation, you only have about 70% of the pumping action of your heart. One of the chambers, it's the smaller chamber, so it's not integral to getting the blood pumped around your body. But it's a little bit like you got a limit on your throttle. You know, you push down on the accelerator, and you can only get up to, 55 miles per hour. You can't go beyond that because your heart can't create the output. So it slows people down a little bit in terms of exercise. But you can do fine as long as you don't expect some kind of extraordinary level of performance. When your heart rate goes too fast, the amount of blood that your heart can generate for the rest of the body is diminished. So if your heart rate is 90, 100, 110, you got to slow it down so you get a more efficient pumping action of your heart. That's what the beta blocker does, and that's essential. The blood thinning is because in atrial fibrillation, when you have an irregular heartbeat, instead of going ba-dum, 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 your heart goes ba-dum, dum, 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 like that. And when that happens, it creates little eddies and swirls in your ventricle, whereby the blood can tend to clot. And you can get these little tiny blood clots which get shot up through your carotid artery into your brain, and then you can get a stroke. It's been proven. And therefore, patients with atrial fibrillation have to be on some kind of blood thinner. It could be Coumadin. In Europe, they rely more on aspirin than these heavy-duty prescription medications. But here we're more aggressive, and we have a whole raft of medications that are superseding Coumadin, like Xarelto and things like that. One caller earlier in the program was on that medication for atrial fibrillation. But it's necessary to thin the blood. Now, you might ask, well, why not use fish oil and vitamin E and garlic, these natural things? Well, those things will thin the blood, but not as reliably and effectively as these pharmaceutical blood thinners. So, unfortunately, you got to be on a blood thinner. When you have atrial fibrillation, there is a chance that it can be corrected. It can be corrected sometimes by taking more magnesium. It can be corrected by taking fish oil. It can be corrected by a procedure called ablation, which is a zapping of that part of the heart that changes the nerve impulses that often returns you to normal rhythm. It can be sometimes helped by electrocardioversion. Or it can be helped if you could actually restore the normal rhythm sometimes with medication. But, it sounds like you have crossed the threshold where you have atrial fibrillation. I'm sorry. Suck it up. That's your fate. But it's a fate where, you can live many healthy decades with that condition, like tens of millions of other Americans, and it's no problem. So does that make you feel better about it?
Well, what's so discouraging is, I'm taking the Topo, okay, and
yep.
50 milligrams twice a day.
Yeah.
And I can do, I'm very active, but
yep.
But I just came back from flying and everything, and boy, it's taken me days to recoup. But
yep.
The thing is, I'm tired. I don't want to be tired.
Yeah, so there's
if you
there's
take a
little,
drug
yeah.
like that, you yeah. slow down, you gain weight.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. It's true what you're saying is that there is an effect of these beta blockers. They do slow you down a little bit. Sometimes they can, there's actually some effects on mood. Sometimes there's an effect on fatigue. They certainly curb your ability to exercise at a high level. But it's a necessary evil. And you might be able to reduce the amount of beta blocker that you're on by taking magnesium taurate. Magnesium taurate is a good thing to use to help control rhythm. I'm not sure you can get off the beta blocker entirely. You might be able to reduce your dosage. I have a lot of patients who take magnesium taurate 2, 4, 6, even 8 capsules a day. The secret to it is some people try 2 capsules and it doesn't work. Well, okay, try 4, try 6, because sometimes it requires higher doses of that type of magnesium to effectively tame the heart rhythm and regulate it and slow it down. Fish oil, also beneficial. Coenzyme Q10, definitely beneficial for the heart rate. I prefer ubiquinol. Ubiquinol at a dose of maybe 200, even up to 400 a day. That might help because it basically helps to support the metabolism of the heart muscle. The mitochondria in the heart muscle cells rely on ubiquinol for their energy, and ubiquinol can help the contractility of the heart, and that might enable you to be on a lower dose of medication. But the Coumadin, unfortunately, necessary. You got to, learn to live with it and adapt, because that's unfortunate. All right? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we'll talk a little bit about what happens when we give our babies and infants tons of antibiotics. It's not good. 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to 3 scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684, and this item has to do with the pervasive use of antibiotics in our children. You know, antibiotics got introduced during World War II. They were mostly shunted to the military, and they saved lives in wound victims who otherwise would develop life-threatening infections. They got penicillin and sulfa drugs. And then in the post-war period, right around the time that baby boomers were born, they were introduced as a panacea for virtually all forms of infections. I got probably a couple of doses of antibiotics as I was growing up, but nowhere near the number of antibiotics that are given to our infants and children these days. They're very liberally prescribed, and partially, pediatricians, a good pediatrician is aware of the need to withhold antibiotics when they're not necessary, but sometimes pressured by parents or pressured by malpractice concerns. What if the child goes south? Will I be blamed? Better safe than sorry. They give antibiotics for ear infections or mild sinusitis or even bronchitis that usually is self-limited and studies show would go away anyway. Most of these infections are viral in origin, and antibiotics don't make a difference. So researchers at the University of Minnesota have actually discovered how antibiotics – given in infancy can be tied to infectious disease susceptibility, allergy susceptibility, autoimmune disorder susceptibility, and even obesity later in life. Antibiotics are by far the most common prescription drugs given to kids. They account for 1/4 of all medications prescribed to children. 1/3 of these prescriptions are considered unnecessary, even by conventional standards. And so they looked at this, and antibiotics kill off your good bacteria in your intestinal tract. Now, a baby is born with some bacteria in their intestinal tract, and partially they're acquired through the normal passage through the birth canal where bacteria are present. And this is part of the seeding of the intestinal tract that's normal in babies, but they actually acquire beneficial bacteria that are necessary for optimal health later in life. And there's actually a maturation pathway that can be measured. And kids who receive antibiotics have what could be termed a retarded microbiome. Their microbiome doesn't develop normally, just like there's height and weight as markers of maturation. The population of bacteria in your intestinal tract are a reflection of normal maturation. So in the case of allergies, for example, the use of antibiotics may eradicate key gut bacteria that help immune cells mature. They keep the immune system at bay when confronted with allergens. You overreact to outside stimuli that normally the immune system would tolerate. With reference to obesity, antibiotic-induced changes in the gut bacteria result in increased levels of what are called short-chain fatty acids that affect metabolism and can lead to childhood obesity. So there are a variety of ways that antibiotics mess you up. And it could truly be said that children are developmentally delayed due to antibiotics' effect on their microbiome. So this is a serious problem. The only way to attack it is by, through education, through better guidelines, and also, just elimination of the silly system by which we penalize doctors for being conservative about using medication. We should properly incentivize them. Doctors are running scared, and they often unnecessarily prescribe drugs just in case. And studies actually show that doctors prescribe medications to their patients that they wouldn't prescribe to their very own family members. Double standard. Let's talk to David in Wisconsin. How you doing, Dave?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got atrial fibrillation.
Everybody's got atrial fibrillation today. It's an epidemic of atrial fibrillation on Intelligent Medicine today. Every caller has got...
I'm on medications, diltiazem, amiodarone, warfarin, and...
Okay, so you're using different medications to slow your heart rate and regularize your heart rate than the lady who called earlier. Amiodarone is for regularizing your heart rhythm, and diltiazem is a calcium channel blocker that also does that.
Well, do I have to check with my primary care doctor to take Super Beats?
You know, your doctor would probably say no.
But
that would be incorrect because there really is no reason to withhold it. If you're on Coumadin, there's a vitamin K connection that things that are rich in vitamin K might partially inhibit the action of the Coumadin. But I don't think that Super Beats is particularly rich in vitamin K, and I think it's permissible to take. And besides, you get a ProTime check, every week and a half or 2 weeks, right?
Every 2 weeks or a month.
Fine. Okay, fine. So, if there are changes that occur because you've taken some Super Beats, the doctor will spot it and then be able to adjust your medication. I think Super Beats would be an excellent choice for you because, look, it's all about oxygenation of your tissue. Dietary nitrates improve circulation. Certainly patients who have atrial fibrillation have circulatory issues. And I don't see why that would be a problem. It's actually, here's an example of how profound the relationship of nitrates is to heart problems. You ever hear of nitroglycerin? Nitroglycerin is what, you know, the old movies, you know, the people would, fall to the floor, gasp, they drop the pills on the floor and they'd crawl to their pills and then they'd pop one under their tongue and miraculously they'd be revived in the old movies. That was the effect of nitroglycerin on the heart. It literally is dynamite for the heart and promotes pumping action of the heart and opens the blood vessels. Dietary nitrates to a much more gentle degree promote that kind of circulatory action. So, you know, I think that there may be some sort of benefit. Certainly not a downside to taking that. Okay? All right. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So that pretty much answers your question?
Yeah. They've never prescribed nitroglycerin for me.
No. I mean, I'm not saying that you should be getting it, but I'm just saying that that is generally beneficial for the heart in heart disease. Okay? All right, I got to share this with you in the concluding moments of the program. A trend among especially young people, college students now, it's very in vogue, is the use of hookahs. They're like hookah parlors. This is like borrowed from the Middle East where people sit around and suck on, not pot. I mean, yeah, people use those type of devices to smoke marijuana and hashish. But this is like tobacco. Tobacco consumption via hookah, or as it's referred to in the Middle East, nargilas. And some of you young people maybe may know what I'm talking about. All right, they did a study, and what they found is that the use of these hookahs, there are toxic residues of metals like arsenic, cadmium, copper, and lead that are found to be exuded from the steam stones that are used in the hubbly bubbly, the hookah apparatus that you suck on to get your nicotine high. So, you know, in contrast to the claim that this is a safer, more gradual way to get your nicotine fix, it appears that there are risks associated with the use of hookahs. So consider that the next time you want to spend your dollars on this seemingly harmless pastime. There are risks associated with it. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our newsletter at drhoffman.com.